Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to A Taste of Tuesday after a weather record-breaking day yesterday. All kinds of weather records set. It is hot. It'll be hot again today, but awesome weather whiplash is coming to the Beach House Beach Bunker. It's going to be scorching hot again, and then, we'll have some snow for our long weekend. After all, it is a long weekend in Manitoba. 1958 was the last time it was this hot in this part of the world. Incredible. Coming up on the show today, on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, Air Canada pulls back in the USA, cutting back more routes into the States. However, they are expanding big time betting on Latin America, which could be some good news for those of us wanting a warm weather vacation come wintertime. Also, it's Tasted Tuesday, and we will once again be at the Barbecue Grill with Co-ops of Westman. Ho, ho, ho! And they sent me to the meat department at the co-op. My favorite place to hang out is at the meat department. We're going to have that coming up for you. Good stuff. Oh, the pictures are fantastic. You'll want to be scratching and sniffing whatever device you're consuming the show today. The coffee creamer you are based on your zodiac sign coming up this morning. How to avoid every broken McDonald's ice cream machine in the world. Yes, there's an app for that. Something called the Poop Copter will introduce you to the top 10 jingles of all time. They're going to get stuck in your head. What is one of the hottest vacations of 2025-26? Some tropical island? Is it some far off land? Is it some type of amazing hike to the top mountain in the world? A private island all to yourself? No, one of the hottest vacations on the planet is, and people are paying big dollars for it, and they're selling out. It's called a digital detox vacation. Tropical island? No, I'm okay. Just get me away from anything digital. For 2 weeks, locked them away. This is one part vacation and one part rehab. We broke all kinds of weather records yesterday. Scorching hot. 1958 was the last time that it got this hot. Winnipeg reached 33.8 degrees. We were at 33, surpassing the previous record of 32.8 in 1958. Steinbach also broke a record. Emerson broke a record. Pilot Mound broke a record from 1940. They hit 35.4, and Pilot Mound beat its record from 1940. Mileta reached 33.7, also breaking a 1940 record. Winnipeg and Brandon both beating weather records set in 1958. Apparently, it was quite hot in May of 1958. Television was brand new. It was really mostly black and white TVs at that time. Few people had color. Many homes relied on something called a radio in 1958. Something called newspapers was also apparently delivered to your door. You could open it up and you could see inside all the neat stuff happening in your community in 1958. People went to school in schoolhouses in rural areas, often one room and heated with wood stoves. The Trans-Canada Highway was not yet complete from coast to coast in 1958. It was under development, slowly connecting this great land. And it was Prime Minister John Diefenbaker who was at the helm. And it was 1958 when the last time Brandon and Winnipeg got quite this hot. Well, we've beat that. And then, just hang on. Does everybody got their seatbelt on? Please have your seatbelt on, securely fastened. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because you're about to get some whiplash. Saturday, snow and one. The snow will start Friday night for the long weekend and will continue when we wake up Saturday morning. You may be playing some Christmas music. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. It's May long weekends delightful. But since we live in Manitoba, it can snow at any time, at any time. Our 2 weeks of summer is coming. We can't wait for those 14 days of heat. Actually, this might be included, so we might only have 12 days of heat left. As you can tell, I'm loving it. I'm 30 degrees every day, please, in the sunshine. I love this. No thunderstorms yesterday. It's fantastic. It's your chance to win back your purchase in cash or check. Here's how. With every purchase at Headley's Health Hut, fill out a ballot for their draw where you could win back your money. Headley's Health Hut. They have got sugar-free, gluten-free treats and desserts. They've got gluten-free ready-to-eat meals and desserts from Ida's Catering. In addition to Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free and gluten-free. Win back Wednesday tomorrow at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, east of Murray GM. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray GM Certified Service Express, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you pay them a visit. They'll show you your filters so you see exactly what your vehicle needs. It's quick service with a purpose, only at Murray Certified Service Express. And our friends at App Law Office, trusted legal support with a personal touch. Specializing in real estate, corporate, and estate law, they're proud to be your go-to legal advisors for selling a home, managing business or business matters, or planning your estate. Their team offers expert guidance with personalized service every step of the way. Clients choose App Law Office for experience, integrity, and a commitment to the legal process, making it smooth and stress-free. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Okay, the big story this morning is Air Canada is announcing 4 new destinations, 13 new routes for Latin America alone, as the airline scales back its routes in the United States. Yeah, we kind of saw this coming, didn't we? Air Canada announcing these new destinations. The new destinations include Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Here they are. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which would be nice. Direct from Brandon? No, I'm kidding. Likely through Toronto or Montreal. A place called Cartagena, Colombia. Guatemala City, Guatemala, and Guadalajara, Mexico. This is departures from Toronto, Montreal, Quebec, Halifax, and Ottawa, and Vancouver. Additional new routes will serve Santiago, Chile, Point of Peter, Guadalupe, Fort de France, I don't even know what that is. Fort de France, Martinique, wherever that is, Nassau, Bahamas, Montego Bay, Jamaica, and Huatulco, Mexico, which everyone in these parts loves. We all love Huatulco. So Air Canada is launching a bunch of new routes to Huatulco, so more opportunities for you to get right down there. And if you've never been, Huatulco, Mexico is like what we had yesterday in January. With over 55 daily flights and 80,000 seats weekly, Air Canada will offer the most comprehensive offering of any Canadian carrier flying to Latin America in 2025. Some good news there. Anyway, I'll post this information on my website, TylerGlennShow.com. I know you're not thinking of winter vacation right now. We're looking forward to May long weekend. But planning for those winter vacations will probably take shape in about 6 to 8 weeks. You know, it's after Canada Day. You know, and it's nice to know that Air Canada has launched a whole bunch more routes, more opportunities for you to get somewhere warm. A good use of technology is an app that tells you when the McDonald's ice cream machine is broken. How often has this happened to you? You're at the Golden Arches. All of a sudden, they tell you that you can't get any ice cream because the ice cream machine is broken. When the Pope was being elected, this was a meme that was making the rounds on the internet. Breaking news, white smoke emerges from McDonald's signaling a working shake machine, a working ice cream machine. It's always broken. Can I get a soft serve, please? It's broken. Oh. So common that a developer has produced this website. It's called McBroken, and it tells you if your ice cream machine is working or not. So, Dolphin, looks as if you're a go. You've got green. Look at this. We can go. This is a great invention. Is the McDonald's ice cream machine broken where you are? And this is great. McBroken is the website address. And there we go. We can zoom in on Dolphin. Let's see if we can see some people running in to get a soft serve. Because it is a hot day. You may want to get a soft serve. It looks as if currently Boston is leading the leaderboard for broken ice cream machines. Let me move this over. They've got a leaderboard. If you're in Boston, it kind of sucks. 36% of your machines are broken. In New York, it's a third, followed by Washington, San Diego, San Antonio, and Los Angeles. It's not a good day to be getting an ice cream cone. Okay, so where else do we have them? Okay, let's go down to Brandon, see if they're... oh, Neepawa's looking good. Okay, they got a green dot. So all is go. Roscoe, good morning on Twitch. Nice to see you. Welcome. Everything is coming up green. Someone should test this. Look at that. It's all green in B-Town. It's all green in B-Town. It's all green in B-Town. Roscoe Higgins says the ice cream machine is never really broken. The employees are just lazy and don't want to bother with it. Well, why though? It's not like making an ice cream cone is a lot of work. I made them. I used to do that at a place called McTavish's at Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. It's no longer that. It's a hotel now. But I got really good at it. And so when we go out to like buffet restaurants now and they have a soft serve dessert bar, I'm always the one. Dad, can you make me one, Dad? Because I like it. I can make it just like they see on TV. Zumba Bernice wants to validate the data. So get on the bike, Zumba Bernice. Zumba on over. Buy ice cream at each of these locations. Let's see if we can find a city that, okay, Portage has McDonald's. So let's see if, oh no. We have got a problem. See, McBroken. There, aren't you glad I brought this to you? Because now you will not waste your time. So if you are cruising through Portage, La Prairie, Manitoba, thinking, it's pretty odd, I think I need a soft serve. Oh, Selkirk is a problem. Selkirk is batting 500. They've got one working and one not. If you're in Winnipeg, there are all the locations in Winnipeg, and you can see by the red dots, they have two. On a 30-degree day on the prairies, you got two locations where the ice cream machine is not working. This guy's genius, actually. Now, he does have a disclaimer. He says, we do our best to make sure that this information is accurate, but do not guarantee it. I mean, it's for entertainment purposes only. And I was mildly entertained. Quentin says it's more of a has-it-been-cleaned issue. You guys know an awful lot about the McDonald's cleaning of the ice cream machines. But you guys work there. If it isn't cleaned on schedule, they aren't supposed to use it. I guess since it has dairy, it's one of those things you can't fool around with. Your soft ice cream is soft cottage cheese. Yeah, it's a little lumpy. But that's okay. We'll get around to it eventually. Winnipeg, Selkirk, what's going on? I think that's it. Steinbach is okay. And, of course, stateside. Grand Forks. Uh-oh. Grand Forks has got an outage. How is Fargo doing? Oh, Fargo's got a lot of machines not working. What about Devil's Lake? I think they only have one there. Yeah, it's good. And Minot. Oh. All their McDonald's ice cream machines are working. So there you go. Easy to find, McBroken.com. Too many people getting ice cream, I guess. You want to go to Tim's anyway, because Ryan Reynolds is there. I think Ryan Reynolds is making surprise appearances at every different Tim Hortons location across Canada. Well, he's at every location. At least his breakfast is. Have you seen this? The new breakfast hit, Made the Ryan Way. 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled, served up with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, and creamy chipotle sauce. Try Ryan's signature recipe in a loaded box or wrap today. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Oh, man, those ice caps. Vanilla ice cap with a little bit of whipped cream on top. Oh, that'll keep you nice. But not to mention the frozen quenchers that they've got at Tim Hortons. They'll keep you cool, and they'll keep you full with breakfast done the Ryan way. At Westman and area Tim Hortons locations, 10 of them to serve you best in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Tracy says looks good. Ryan looks good, or Ryan's breakfast? Both? Perhaps? Maybe? Our friends at Skydancer Casino look for the PRCA Rodeo making a return June 6th and 7th. The big car show coming June 27th and 28th. The Thomas Carnival returns to the property on July 2nd to 6th. And of course, three big concerts, including Little John in August, Tracy Bird in November, and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts, a big outdoor concert, is set for July. Top-tier entertainment, comfy accommodations, a water park, and Canadian Apart for Players Club members. Ask for details, though, please. Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Visit their website at skydancercasino.com. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, making Canadians comfortable since 1909, and you don't need any money to shop in the store. Nope, you need a piece of furniture or electronics or appliances. Don't pay till 2027. 0% interest and no monthly payments. Don't worry about it. That should be their slogan. Leon's, don't worry about it. Don't pay till 2027. Plus free local delivery. And the sale this week is the Spring Into Comfort Sale. Chance for you to save on couches, love seats, bedroom sets, and more. Check out leons.ca or visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Coffee creamer you are based on your zodiac sign. Now, this comes to us from the States, so I'm thinking that some of these brands, oh, they use it by flavors. Oh, okay, so I'm thinking most of these will have. Are you ready? You got your zodiac sign ready? What's your zodiac sign? Aries, if you're an Aries, cinnamon vanilla is your flavor of coffee creamer. Taurus, you should be going for, this is for Molly, steady, reliable. So you want the classic and rich vanilla bean coffee creamer in your coffee. So vanilla, a vanilla ice cap would do it too. So there you go. Super Bernice likes black coffee too. Gemini, peanut butter and jelly. Can you get such a thing? Peanut butter and jelly creamer? I guess so. I'd like to try that, actually. That sounds like it would be good. For Cancer, Pebbles cookie dough would be your coffee creamer. As the natural ruler of the fourth house of home, family, and emotional well-being, you're the nurturer of the zodiac, and that's why you need cookie dough flavored coffee creamer. Doesn't that sound good? Derek says, yes, vanilla. Everyone loves vanilla. Leo, yours? You're the spark, the light, ruled by the sun. It's a fire sign radiating confidence, creativity, and royalty. So salted caramel is what needs to go in your coffee. Virgo, original. So is this milk too? Is coffee meat just milk or cream? I'm not sure because I don't partake, so I don't know. Coffee mate. Virgo is just plain. Clean, classic, no frills coffee creamer flavor is your go-to. Gives your coffee a nice boost without overly affecting the flavor of your coffee because Virgos are the purest of the zodiac. Libra, this is me. Honey. Well, I think I'm sweet enough. Thank you very much. Libra is supposed to be honey-flavored creamer. Libra, your energy is sweet, elegant, and full of harmony. Well, thank you very much, but I don't like anything in my coffee. Straight up black. You have a gift for balancing opposites and creating beauty wherever you go. Well, I knew that already, but thank you for pointing that out. Oh, Scorpio is intense and mysterious. Your energy is perfectly captured by the bold flavor of cafe mocha. Cindy just wants Bailey's. Regardless of the zodiac sign, it's time to drink. Sagittarius, Thai iced coffee. adventurous, passionate, and playful. That's why you get this one. Capricorn deserves hazelnut. As the boss of the zodiac, Capricorn, you're used to going after what you want and getting it. After all, you're someone who turns dreams into empires. So the Capricorn hazelnut flavor, hazelnut is what you need. Hazelnut coffee creamer is your flavor. Mature, refined, and quietly indulgent. Aquarius, lavender oat milk. Because you're unique and forward-thinking. Aquarius is a rebel who sees beyond the present moment and envisions what's possible for the future. If your energy were captured in a coffee creamer, your flavor would be as original as you are. So lavender oat milk. Okay. Pisces gets a good one. Creamy coconut dream. Pisces is the dreamer of the zodiac, drifting between worlds, weaving together reality and imagination, dreamy, tropical, and endlessly imaginative. I like these Pisces. A splash of dairy-free, creamy coconut dream in your morning coffee. Based on your zodiac, this is what they're recommending. You got to give this a try. And, you know, I'm even going to give the honey a try. I think that might work.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Those store brands are super popular, but at Co-op, if you've ever tried Co-op Gold stuff, it's really a premium brand, but it's got the affordable price tag for it. And that's what's making this so popular. But today we're deviating from that. We're being deviants because, well, this is all about the meats. Who's got the meats? I love it. And they know it too. And they've been waiting to unleash me in the meat department. Beef wrapped in bacon, marinated, ready for your long weekend. You need to pick these up. Get these on your grill. Your barbecue, if it could talk, is saying, can you please put these on me? I would love to cook these for you. Lemon pepper marinated pork kebabs. Delicious. This is the regular pork kebabs. This has got to be fantastic. Got to get a piece of meat and a pepper in there. Now, the key is not stabbing yourself.
Oh, tender. Tender and juicy with the vegetables and the smoke. Oh, wow.
Visit your participating co-ops of Westman to get loaded up for the long weekend. Your grill will thank you for it. And of course, the money that you spend in the co-op stays right here in the community. It's not going off to some far land. It's not going off to some rich hotshot in Toronto. It is right here. It's not supporting billionaires. It's supporting your community because that's what co-ops do. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. The grand prize winner was Dylan Berthole. Took this picture in Napinka, Manitoba. It was good enough for the top spot, the coveted top of the mountain. Here's Dylan's picture called Prairie Storm. It's got the green elevator there with a train, and looks like a thunderstorm is rolling in. Beautiful wheat field in the front. Dylan, like all the other 13 finalists, receives a 16x24 canvas print of his photo and will be featured in the 2026 calendar. Congratulations, Dylan. But Dylan gets the extra bonus because he is number one. He receives a $500 term deposit courtesy of Sunrise Credit Union. Thanks to all those who entered, and be on the lookout for the new 2026 Sunrise Credit Union calendar with those 13 finalists in the Our Manitoba Photo Contest. Congratulations to the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. The resort is named among the top 10% of hotels worldwide by TripAdvisor, right here in our community. Isn't that incredible? Top 10% of all hotels on planet Earth, right here in Manitoba, not to mention right here in southwestern Manitoba, at the Elkhorn Resort and the Clarso Nordic Spa. So Kathleen is up there tonight with a special craft night, and that should be a lot of fun. Register in advance by calling the front desk. Friday and Saturday, the long weekend, kick off at Buffalo Bar with live music from Dan Kristoff Enjoy a 20-minute card reading for $48 at the Tarot Card Oracle card reader, Char Wilcox, who stops into the Elkhorn Resort on Wednesday, May the 21st from 11 till 7. Visit elkhornresort.mb.ca for more details. Detox vacations. And I'm not talking about going away to a Malibu retreat with no drugs or alcohol. I'm not talking about a place, a fat camp, where there's no bacon, just celery and rice cakes. I'm talking about no more devices. More and more are choosing vacations to help them unplug, unwind, and reconnect. There is no Wi-Fi, but nature and real life moments. There are places in our part of the country, like I think of my wife's farm. They have a family farm in a little town called Basswood, Manitoba. The internet is absolute garbage. There's no internet. I'm thinking we are looking at this all wrong. We need to develop my wife's farm into like this vacation oasis. You know, we have any kind of family functions out there, barbecues, get togethers or whatever. It's the first thing you hear from guests. They're like, oh, thanks for having us. It's so great. Do you guys have Wi-Fi out here? I can't get any signal. And then you can see it. You can see the panic start to set in on people. We don't know how long we can stay. We would like to stay long, but we can't. Is everything okay? It's the kids. It's always the kids, right? I got to be connected to the kids. Aren't they like 21 and 26? Yeah, but
I need internet. I need it. Help me, Albert.
Cindy says, this sounds like the Blue Lakes and the Ducks. There's no internet. I have a buddy in the States who is constantly online. And I said to him one time, you guys got to come up there. Known them for a while. And I said, you come up, spend some time at the farm, bring your camper. And I said, there's no internet. And he looked at his wife and he said, oh my God, doesn't that sound fantastic? And she said to him, do you really think you can do that? True. Do you think you can do it? And he goes, we really should though. Shouldn't we? We really should. We should go there so that we have no internet. So this company is making one of many to make a fortune. From luxury hideaways in Mexico to cozy cabins in the Catskills, no screens, full relaxation, biking, hiking, snorkeling, and more. One-third of U.S. adults say they want to be more present on vacation, and 20% are actively seeking tech-free travel experiences. And, you know, this coincides with what a lot of security experts say, in that, like, people are so bent on, I'm in the Bahamas, I'm in Mexico, I'm in Disney World, I am camping, I'm at the lake. Now, there's nothing wrong with, of course, taking pictures on a vacation. You worked hard for it and you want to memorialize it. You want to have proof that you went. And security experts say there's nothing wrong with sharing those pictures once you're home. Because when you say, I'm in Mexico, I'm having a great time, the robbers go, you're where? You're in Mexico, you're at the lake. So the lake is 2 hours away and you live in Mendoza or Nipawa or Brandon. I think I can swing by your place, which is easy to find with a quick Google search. Your house is empty. Fantastic. So really, we shouldn't be posting the pictures till after anyway. So should we all be getting away from our devices on vacation? And even though we say we will, we should, and we will, and we would, we don't. But I find this interesting, that for some companies, they will force you. There is no devices allowed. And if you bring them, they'll take them away on you. And you have paid them to do that. And these people are making huge cash. And that's when you know, I think we have a problem. And the first step towards recovery, as they say, is admitting that there's a problem. We all have a digital problem. There have been lots of quizzes on the show today. We're going to add one more because I promised you the catchiest jingles of all time. Now, if earworms bother you, this might be the time you take the off ramp because some of these are going to get in your skull and they're going to be with you all day. What I want you to do is I want you to give me the name of the company that created this jingle. Here come the 10 catchiest jingles of all time. Who did this one? Have a listen.
Give me back that fish. Give me that fish. Give me that devil nail fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Give me any that day fish. Is a great. Give me that fish. Give me that fish. Give me that fish.
You can get two golden fish. Delicious 83 cents.
Fish. Give me that fish.
Give me that devil nail fish. Give me that fish. Give me that devil nail fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall?
Okay, so is it a fish and tackle store? Is it the fish market? Molly says McDonald's. Janine says McDonald's. Cindy says, I have no U.S. television, so I don't know what it is. I've never heard it before. It is McDonald's. It's the Filet-O-Fish. Filet-O-Fish. And that was around the time where they had the mounted fish. Cindy, you know what I'm talking about. It was the fish that he'd sit on the wall, and then he'd start yakking it. And then, oh, my God, they had them for Christmas. They had the ones that did pop songs in Top 40. And everyone, oh, you want to see my fish? My fish sings. Remember, you'd push the button on it, and it would, stupid. Skewpad. Okay. What is the name of this company?
I don't want to grow up. Pretty. Don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. Don't want to grow up.
I guess they sing it in
there. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
That's a pretty easy one. Toys R Us. Toys R Us. I guess the thing is, it's kind of hard to guess or easy to guess the company because they sing it. They sing it.
Today's looking new and bright. And you're going to start it right. The best part of waking up.
The best part of waking up is what? The best part of waking up is going back to bed. Going back to bed. The best part of waking up is seeing I didn't crap the bed. Yeah. Blessed Mama says Folgers. She is on a roll today. Folgers, Maxwell. Folgers, Folgette. Folgers. Best part of waking up is to be alive. Good guesses. No, it's Folgers. Folgers in your cup.
You worked too hard. You ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. What's going on here? Are we having a cocktail now? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, 1976, and you ate too much. You ate too much. That's an oldie. Plop, plop. Do they even still have a plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Do they even still make that? Blessed Mom is right, Alka-Seltzer. She is entertainment maven here. Do they still even make that?
One, two, one, two, three, four. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Give me a break. Give me a break. I want a break. It's 1988 and I want a break.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yes, this is a Broken Bones commercial for Breaking Bones. It's a participation ad gone wrong. Exercising a little too much, a little too heavy with the weights. Snap, snap, fizz, fizz. Give me a break. No? Blessed Mom again for the win. Is it Kit Kat? I don't know.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Give me a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Janine Kit Kat. Molly Kit Lay. Jay. Kissed. She's trying to do something else at the same time. Oh, this is so easy. See, they played this so many times. That's all you need to play of the jingle. It's is the ice cream machine working? Is your ice cream machine working? Come on now, you know this one. people ain't loving the prices of it right now. Of course, that's McDonald's. No, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that's McDonald's. You guys, I think that's why you didn't guess, right? Because you knew it. Because you knew it. I've got 4 through 1 coming up. The catchiest jingles of all time. And what do you think is the catchiest jingle ever produced for radio and or television? Amazing jingles. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you are thinking of making the switch to a trusted electric vehicle, please see my friends at Murray GM at 1500 Richmond Avenue, the top destination for EVs in Westman, with a knowledgeable team and a powerful lineup, including the Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer EVs. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your lifestyle. Lower fuel costs, tax incentives, lower maintenance, no oil changes, fewer parts, fewer headaches. Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue, where you're in charge. At Auto Fashion, from minor dents to a full showroom shine, they've got you covered. PDR, paintless dent repair, window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, paint correction, fabric and leather protection, and more. AutoFashion.ca, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, your neighborhood's go-to for irresistible handcrafted baking. Step into a warm, welcoming space where the smell of fresh bread, gooey cinnamon buns, and sweet pastries fills the air. Every loaf, bun, and cookie made with care by passionate bakers who love what they do. From soft hot dog and hamburger buns to decadent sticky buns and monster cookies, Kuiper's has something to delight everyone in your home. Whether you're grabbing bread for dinner or sharing treats at the office, swing by 1411 First, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener,
Tracy already knew. She knew Oscar Mayer would be in top.
A big parade is so inspiring.
Everybody loves Oscar Mayer. Number 3.
Meow 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 meow.
They're selling cats. They're selling cats. Is that a cat commercial? Yes, half of that answer is correct. But the other half is yes, it's Meow Mix. Meow, Cindy's got it. Meow Mix. Okay, we're down to the final two. Any guesses as to what the top jingle of all time is? This is number 2. And Justin Timberlake, by the way, has 2 of the top 10 jingles. You think that he made all his money singing songs for NSYNC? No. Justin Timberlake. Cindy thinks Coca-Cola. Number 2 is I Want My
Baby Back.
I Want My Baby Back.
I Want My Baby Back.
I Want My Baby Back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. My baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. Baby back ribs.
Ribs.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back ribs. I want my baby back. Who's at 4? Applebee's? No. Outback? No. McDonald's? No. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. From? Wow, what restaurant? What restaurant is the baby back ribs? I would have guessed Applebee's, and it's not Applebee's. It is Chili's. I want my Chili's, baby. My Chili's, baby back ribs.
Chili's, baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
With barbecue sauce. And the number one jingle of all time, Cindy is correct. It is the one and only.
Find the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me.
In Europe, they call this I'd Like to Buy the World Some Coke. French President Emmanuel Macron came up with this. If you've been following the headlines, you'd find that joke funny. I'd like to buy the world some coke.
And I'd like to buy the world a coke. And keep it coke.
Oh, we need a coke. We all need coke. The world needs today. Bunch of hippies on a hilltop in Italy. We assembled young people from around the world and paid them a truckload of money to promote our sugar water and tell the world that it's a beautiful place, even though it's a dumpster fire. And let's get out and get some barbecue undone, Sunseekers. Oh, I need some more kebabs in my life. Hey, Bob. Time for kebabs, Bob. Thank you, Sunseekers, for an awesome Tuesday. That was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow for a Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day, you guys. Bye-bye for now.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.